everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Miami Comedy Podcast. We're going live on a Saturday afternoon. My name is Manny Garavito, and we do this to connect with the people of Miami. And you guys are part of the show. So if you guys want to chat, please be my guest and put it in there. Put this. Damn. What's up, Hitman? Vikes, Nesvalder, welcome. It's good to be doing this once again. How are you guys? Happy Saturday. I just finished doing a very productive day. I'm going to take a break now. I'm going to leave. I just had a meatball sub. I'm feeling a little heavy, but in a good way. You know that heavy feeling that you feel like you can take on the world, right? If I was a Viking and I had this much meat inside of me, I feel like I can die in the battle content. Very glad that I had a good day in the dinner table before I went out and started swinging the axe. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what I'm saying. What's up, I Carranza? Welcome, man. How are you? All right, look, guys, I'm going to go ahead and explain to you exactly why I decided to go live and do this podcast. It's the simple fact that potholes in Miami are not being addressed. What's up, Alapata Marketing? I'm so surprised that you're still in business in that area of Miami. I'm sure Alapata, as a matter of fact, is a great example of way too many potholes in the area. It's almost as if the more potholes an area has, the more forgotten that place is. I swear to God, some of the potholes that I see out there in Miami, it looks like the Battle of Normandy. Like, how do these things occur, man? It's ruining my commute everywhere I go in Miami. It's dangerous. You can't be driving around with this many potholes. And I don't even, all right, I'm trying to gather my thoughts here. How do you manage a pothole? Do you gotta like go to a politician? Do you guys know how to handle these things? Like if there's a pothole, let's say by your house, and every time you drive out, you're in danger, you know, you start swerving or your car is getting some sort of tire damage over time, which can be costly. What do you do? Do you write a letter to a politician? Do you go up to a construction worker and do you give him like a, you know, like a tip? Hey man, while you're out here closing down the streets, can you fix this pothole here in the corner? Here's 20 bucks. I'm sorry, we don't have a contract to fix that. It's right there. There's a cement truck right next to you spinning cement. Just you know, get a little ladle, scoop that shit up and just dip and just pour it over that hole, man. Just do it. It's almost as if construction workers don't, like they see it and they just look away. It's like, I'm not working on that right now. I'm working on this. And what is it that you're working on? I don't know, but they told us to close down the I-95 to do it. Well, can you fix the pothole? What pothole? I don't see the pothole. Hey, we found the joke early, guys. Construction workers pretending they don't see a pothole. That's a good meme right there. Write that down. Pretending not to see a pothole. Oh, that's going to be a good one. For all those that are watching or listening, this is going to be a good joke. I can already picture the meme in my head. It would be someone wearing, you know, construction worker clothes, but he has like a stick for the blind, right? And it's like, this is how construction workers look at potholes. And it's like a guy wearing sunglasses with a blind stick. They never fix them. Let's see. Bike says plant trees in them. Then the city will address it when the tree starts growing. Oh! Pot trees, it would become a peace movement. Hey, you know what, Vikes, you're onto something. For everybody, if anybody out there, if you come across a pothole, fill it up with soil and start growing marijuana plants on them. If you ever come across a pothole, and write that one down too. Hey, we're on a roll. Fill it up with soil and grow some marijuana plants. That way, you know, the city will do something, right? Because if drugs are being distributed in America that is not controlled by the government, they're going to do something about it. They're going to crack down on it. But potholes, hey, you know what the funny thing is? Potholes. Get it? Oh! What's up, Jaysha? How are you? Yeah, man, potholes, you know, I live in a very wealthy area, not to brag, all right? So potholes really isn't an issue by my hood, all right? By my garage, that is. But when I drive eastbound, there's just potholes all over the place. What up, Dano? Potholes are an issue, guys, and I just don't know how to deal with it. I mean, if you were to write a letter to a politician, dear DeSantis, I know that a lot of people hate you right now. I know a lot of people find you controversial. I know you got to worry about the mask mandates and protecting Florida from, you know, being scientifically sound. But over on the corner of my favorite Cuban bakery, there's this pothole, man. Can you do something about this? Can you fill this in? Can you do something? He's probably going to ignore it, right? It's costly to a car, especially if you run over it every day because you miss it. You know what I mean? And the weirdest things, how do potholes happen? Like, it looks like somebody, like, is it explosives? Is someone like throwing firecrackers out of the car window or something? How do potholes happen? Do you guys know? Get more roosters and chickens to hang out in the potholes, like in Hialeah. Yeah, they start filling it up with eggs and shit. Go around the potholes. There's chicken eggs. yeah, but how do they? Or you could start a GoFundMe. You know, any handyman out there, if you've got cement and like that tool that, you know, spreads out that cement like butter, right? You get some cement, you get a machete, and you just fucking smooth that shit out. But you're not going to work for free. So here's what you can do. You can start a GoFundMe. You can start a GoFundMe, go out there and, you know, put it on live. Like, hey, guys, I'm going to fix a pothole by Hialeah. If anybody could pitch in, you know, 10, 15, 20 bucks. And then, you know, you make a couple of dollars while you fix a pothole. That's a good move, right? That's charity. And then you get all the money and then you don't fix the pothole. You're just like, hey, you know what? Forget it. No one's going to know. Hey, Manny, I thought you said the pothole in Hialeah. I don't know what happened. I put some in on there and then now it's gone. Prove it. Prove I didn't do it. Bad cement, shady construction contracts. And you know, it's funny. Shady just walked in here. What up, Shady? Miss Betty Blue, welcome to the chat, guys. We're here talking about how we're going to handle potholes. But let's get down to the source here. How are potholes formed in the first place is my question. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it looks like someone exploded. Or like, what is it? Is it bullets? Like if I were to shoot a bullet in gravel, does it leave a big hole like that? Like how do, I don't know. Maybe somebody with a sledgehammer with nothing better to do just slams it on there, or a pickaxe or something. Let's go online. Why don't we go online? Why don't we Google it? How do potholes form? ? Okay, here we go. Frequently asked questions by Summit Engineer. Global warming or aliens? Yeah, aliens. That's right. That'll do it. Is aliens coming down? They no longer want to kill cows, right? Now it's just, hey, let's just ruin somebody's Tesla. Hey, somebody down the street got a Tesla. They're getting closer and closer to our technology. Let's put a hole by his area so we could fuck that thing up, start rattling up the computer wires in that thing. The chupacabra has expanded. He's no longer digging holes into goats. He's digging holes on the cement. Hey, you guys are on a roll. Congratulations. That's what I like about this podcast, man. For those that are tuning in that are brand new, we're just talking shit together as a group of locals, virtually talking shit. That's funny, though. The chupacabra, instead of putting holes in goats, he's putting holes on the floor. I want to fuck up your car. There's not enough livestock in Miami. There's only chickens. Fuck that. I'm tired of that. All right, let's see. How do potholes form? Potholes are holes in the roadway that vary in shape and size. They are caused by the expansion and contraction of groundwater after the water has entered into the ground under the pavement. Oh, so it might have something to do with the environment after all. Oh, shit. There you go. We're on to something. Elizabeth says, we got pigeons too, bro. Man, if I was a chupacabra, I would not put one tooth inside of the pigeons here in Miami. No way. Have you seen what pigeons been eating out there? I've been in a go to a restaurant, go on the outside patio of a restaurant and look at a pigeon and look at just the daily life of a pigeon. Pigeons eat anything. Like, I saw pigeons eating something that doesn't even look like it's food and they're just pecking at it. Like, what is that? Pigeons could probably peck at a dead body if it's around. It's because they're Cuban, bro. So what, Cuban pigeons just peck at anything? What did I see a pigeon eat? I saw a pigeon eat like, I don't know, man. It looked like a toe or something. Like, it didn't even look like food. It just looked like some sort of like thing that was crawling out of the mud. I don't know. But I've seen pigeons eat some weird things out there. Anyways, if it has a chance to freeze, so we're looking at how potholes are made for those that are tuning in, by the way. If it has a chance to freeze, it will take up more space under the pavement and the pavement will expand, bend, and crack, which weakens the material. And when the ice melts, all right, first of all, about this article, there's no freezing water caused by the temperatures in Miami. That's impossible. We haven't had a cold front in Miami since I was a kid. At least from what I remember. The only thing that I can remember about having cold days in Miami, which are very rare, is when I find money in my jacket, right? Like, you know, when you put on a jacket and then you reach into like one of the pockets and you got money in there. That's how I remember cold fronts, because I buy a jacket. They're still brand new with tags on, right? You put on a jacket, it feels like you just bought the thing. But then when you reach into your pockets, I remember I would always come up with some money that I forgot about. So like for me, a cold front in Miami, anything that comes close to freezing, it reminds me of having a piggy bank inside of my inside of a jacket that I haven't worn in a long time. Boiling water is more believable, right? If the water goes into the gravel and then because of the temperature, it starts boiling up until the point where it cracks. I believe that. That sounds very believable, actually. Right? Elizabeth says, global warming is real. Go to Indiana. I didn't say it wasn't real. I simply said, we don't have much cold fronts in Miami. Back in my day, when I was a child, I remember that every winter, it got cold in Miami. Every single winter. Back in my day. I remember the times I would wake up to go on the bus and my parents would make me wear two sets of pants on how cold it got, right? And I'd be just walking on the bus freezing. Now, when was the last time we had like an actual cold front? And I'm not talking about that cute, it's a little chilly out. No, I'm talking about cold front that you go, and it looks like you're smoking. Talk about that cold front. Sinkhole de Mayo. yeah, we got sinkholes. Fuck the weather. Yeah, but it says, according to Google, according to this article, what makes a pothole is rainwater, which is what we get, right? We got lots of rainwater. It goes into the gravel and then it expands because of the cold. And then that cracks the cement. Condoms and money and jacket. You wear condoms, Vikes? I'm just kidding. Condoms. Oh, man. Elizabeth says, fuck Google. Hey, man. You know, a lot of people will agree with you on that one, including Congress, that don't know about technology. You guys seen that? Not to go too much into it, but Congress started grilling Google and Facebook. So how does technology work? Are we being spied on? And that you could just lie to old people, right? If I look up something on Facebook, will I see an advertisement from it on Google? No, that's just a coincidence. Do you remember that show, Touched by an Angel? That's the spirits trying to communicate with you via internet. Oh, wow. I didn't know that. You can just lie to them. All right. It's still a mystery, guys. According to this, it's frozen water inside of the gravel. And then when you drive by it, it starts cracking over time. What's up, Wealthy Vibes, Ty? Hey, how you doing, buddy? It's been a minute. So I don't know what to do, but you know, potholes are becoming an issue. You can't claim this stuff on insurance, right? You can't be driving and then you swerve trying to avoid a pothole. You slam into somebody. And what are you going to say in the insurance company? It's like, oh, I was trying to avoid a pothole, you know, in Miami. And then, you know, whoever is representing the insurance companies be like, Your Honor, according to Google, a pothole is only formed when water is frozen underneath the gravel. When was the last time we had ice in Miami? Mr. Garavito, it seems you're going to have to pay for the full cost of your vehicle and the vehicle of the person you crashed into. God damn it, Google. It's fucking up roadhead, right? Can't get roadhead. It's very uncomfortable to go over a pothole when you're getting roadhead, right? Some teeth gets involved. It's a painful experience. And, you know, whoever's giving you the head is also not going to enjoy that. I look after my lovers, man, right? Going over potholes. I don't know. All right. Let's get down to the reads, everybody. This was fun. Our sponsor is Ellie Uvinas, guys, who is a health insurance agent and a subject matter expert in the world of health insurance. So use him as a resource. If you have questions, he has answers. The people he helps the most are those who do not have health insurance because they believe it to be unaffordable, and those who do have health insurance and are complaining about how much it costs. He can help anyone, anywhere with anything regarding their health insurance. So call him today, 305-335-3944. Thank you, Eliu. Moving on. Yeah. So I don't know how we're going to be doing podcasts now. Yeah, exactly. You took the words right out of my mouth, Sellers. What's up, Kirsten? Yeah, I did a podcast early today because I'm going to go watch a movie and I'm going to avoid the potholes on my way there. I haven't been to a movie theater since before the pandemic, and I'm going to go to an IMAX show. I'm going to go see a 4K movie that they're releasing limited. So I'm going to go and check that out. And yeah, you know, you got to find time for yourself, especially when you're not drinking. You know, I'm here drinking coffee at 5:52 in the afternoon, because that's the only buzz I'm giving myself these days, tea and coffee. Right. So as I drive over there, I'm going to make sure to avoid these potholes. I'm going to make sure to be a safe driver. Right. And guess what, guys? Your boy Manny finally got some really well-printed shirts. But here's the thing. For those that were judging the shirts that I had before these, just know that I made them by hand. All right. This was made with my love. I put my chest into it, literally, because you have to put weight on the squeegee. But I made those shirts by hand. They're kind of like autographs. So in the future, all right, when I blow up, not that I haven't done so yet, a lot of people have been recognizing me on the streets, by the way. And I got to admit, I don't think I want to be famous, to be honest, guys, because it's happening very often these days where it's like, hey, the Miami comedy guy, what's up, man? Like, hey, yo, what's up? And then I'm like, we taking a photo, like what we doing? And they're just like, all right. Usually when I hang out with my other comedy friends that have a lot of followers online, they're like, hey, it automatically turns into a party, right? Yeah, everybody just shows up like, hey, look, oh shit, whoa, yo, we gotta take a photo. Yeah. And then when I show up, it's like, hey, yo, it's Manny from Miami Comedy. All right, anyway. So and you know what? I prefer it that way. It's too much energy. You know, a fucking Cuban guy wearing a tap out shirt and some tight jeans showed up. And I, hey, man, I'm like, oh, God, it's just draining. I can't do this. Oh, shit. Hopefully you didn't hit that pothole while making the shirts. Oh, no, I actually didn't make the shirts, not these. So this batch is made in a warehouse. By professionals with big equipment. So as I'm driving over there, it's in the warehouse area of Doral. As I'm driving over there, avoiding the potholes, right? I'm going in and I walk in and man, they got this huge machine and they're just making shirts, right? And it's like every color has its own like squeegee layer, you know, clearing the shirt or whatever. And dude, I felt I felt like I was in a sweatshop for a second. Like, it even says in a big sign, it says, "We work harder." And I'm like, oh shit, I feel like I'm in China right now. This is crazy. And yeah, and then like my shirts came in this box, and it was like a huge box. And then I opened it, and to my surprise, these are very, very well-made shirts. It's pretty impressive, I'm not gonna lie. I went out wearing these things, and everybody's like, yo, man, this is a nice shirt. So check this out, guys. Look at this, with the new logo and everything. All right, we got it in blue. I walked out, man, and I felt like a million bucks wearing this thing, because like, it's like heavy. It's super like, it just feels like it's made out of rubber. Like this, that's how heavy the shirt is, right? Like the front of it. It's like, I never had a shirt printed that came out so well. But then again, it did cost me a pretty penny. So I don't know. Anyway, and we also got it in pink. I heard this one was the most popular one. You guys can want to see that. I got in Miami colors, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, if you guys want one, all right, not forcing you to, because I'm gonna sell them regardless. As soon as I posted it up, people are like, yo, you got quality shirts, where do I get it? I'm like, I should have done this earlier, damn it. When I was printing the shirts myself, I was doing it out of love, all right? Apparently you guys don't care about shirts made out of love. You guys just care about the colors and the quality. And I'm like, all right, fine. You don't want the shirts that I made with my sweat labor? Fine. Better for me. Fuck it. I do less work. So I don't need the condom when I wear the shirt, B. Who needs a condom when you can wear a Miami comedy shirt? Now, as a matter of fact, I actually think this will get you laid, bro. I feel suit. When I was wearing this yesterday, walking around doing grocery shopping, I felt like a million bucks, man. Everybody was looking at me. It was like, yo, who's this guy wearing a flamboyant flamingo shirt? As a matter of fact, that's what I should call the shirt. Flamboyant flamingo t-shirt. I like to buy one from sweatshops because my cousins work there. And for the record, Curse and Blessings is Asian. All right, guys, that's it for the podcast. If you guys want to get a shirt, just go click on the link in the bio or visit miamicomedy.com/shop. It's the first two options there. Free shipping. You just pay one price. You could choose your size. We got small to extra large. I already sold a few. Shout out and thank you to all the supporters that immediately bought them as soon as I announced it. I got a whole bunch, man. I'm going to be selling them on at our shows. Our next show is going to be Sunday, tomorrow. At Tipsy Flamingo, very appropriate venue, right? Very appropriate venue since it is a flamingo. So it's going to be a good way to launch the product line. And you know what, guys? If I sell these quickly, you know, if inventory goes by fast, I think what I'll end up doing is like every season or so, I'll start printing like a different design. That way they're always like, you know, something that you can wear with the same flamboyant flamingo. Maybe something for like the holidays, like Halloween or something, like Christmas, right? You got him wearing like the Santa hat to the side, smoking a blunt. I don't know. Something fun to wear out in Miami. Maybe something like 80s Miami Vice style. And yeah, Vikes, you know, donate proceeds, go to fix potholes, supposedly. Which potholes? Who knows? All right. Who knows? Miami is known for having shady business. So I'll go ahead and say, I'll be like, yeah, if you donate and buy a shirt, proceeds will go into fixing a pothole somewhere. Where? I don't know. Somewhere. Hey, but like Joe Biden said, guys, it goes to the economy. All right. I promise you that every dollar that I make from selling t-shirts will go into boosting the economy. I guarantee it. That's always a great way to make an income. Be like, every time you try to sell like a product or a service, be like, 100% of all proceeds will go to the economy. Oh, man. Do a conservative flamingo for the shy fans. Hey, that'd be hilarious. Yeah, that'd be great. Something political with Flevy the Flamingo in it. That'd be good. Yeah. All right, guys, that is it for the podcast. I'm trying to get the groove of it. All right. I've been going back to doing it once a week, like how I did a few years ago, but I want to figure out how can I get back to doing it daily? The thing is, that's now that things are opening back up in Miami, daily is a little rough. But you know, it's really helping me to connect with you guys, to get the word out, to do some comedy writing. You know, it's good for the page. So there's a lot of benefits to it. It's almost like running, right? Like, all right, I know I got to run. I know I got to burn calories. I know I got to get healthy, but I don't got to do it. It's the same with podcasting. Like, I know I got to connect with the folks. I know I got to write. I know I got to do comedy. I know I got to go live, but, you know, I don't got to do it. All right. But if you guys cheer me on, right, if you guys remind me, or if you guys leave me some comments or some sort of interaction, or send me an email or tweet me, you know, just be like, hey, when's the next podcast? That would be motivating. Or if you buy a shirt, right? If you buy a shirt, that also helps me too, where it's like, I got to sell more of this shit. All right. So once again, miamicomedy.com/shop. And tomorrow, Sunday nights, we are rolling out another live event over at Tipsy Flamingo in downtown Miami, which is full of potholes. So be careful. Just do jumping jacks in the potholes while avoiding cars. Yeah, then I look like one of the crackheads. crackheads already do that, Vikes. All right, guys, I got to head out to go watch my movie. Have a great weekend. I'll see if I can get back on tomorrow. If not, early next week. And yeah, see you guys at a show.